Lord Jesus. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
You are wonderful.
Yeah.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for this moment again. Thank you for our exploits. Thank you for obedience to your word of faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for progress. Thank you because we progress in faith. We progress in the ministry. We progress in fellowship. We progress as one, and we leave none behind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this awesome time again as we come to see more of what you have done, more of what is written. We say our eyes are open. None lives there rebellious in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. How are you doing? Yes. Thank you. Hope you did the three things I told you to do, right? The three things. What's number one? You pray, right? It was service. Secondly, you what? Yes, you check on somebody to be in service early. Number three, you revise what you saw last time. So, pastors, please ensure, always help me to put them in remembrance of this as often as you can. Hebrews chapter 8. So, we'll be having a family meeting after service. That means all members in training, workers in training, everybody. After service. Where is Tola? She's not yet around. Okay. Hebrews 8, verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And they shall not teach. This is, can the Bible be wrong? Series 2, part, part what? Eight, right? Okay. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor. Hebrews 8:11. I'm sure you open your Bibles. And every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Why verse 12? Want to go? For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. So he said here that the only reason they will know me, the only way they are going to know me is how they... It's by understanding how merciful I forgive. How merciful. The way to know God is to understand His mercy. His mercy. His mercy. This is how to know God. That is why I encourage you when you are reading through the Bible. Of course, when I'm saying the way to know God, I also mean the way to understand your Bible. Therefore, when you are looking through your Bible, I just forgot something. Okay, I always encourage you to celebrate those who have been a blessing to you. And it may not be online right now, but say thank you, Pastor Stephen.
Thank you, Pastor Stephen.
He can't hear you. Come on, say thank you, Pastor Stephen.
Thank you, Pastor Stephen.
Say we love you.
We love you.
We celebrate you.
We celebrate you.
Yes. And always don't be indifferent to people who have taught you the word. Don't be indifferent. Don't be indifferent because it tells on you. If you have his Facebook contact, just a small text after that, they will not do you any harm. Thank you, sir, for the word. It goes a long way. Don't worry. By the time I start sending some of you to Damaturu, you preach for 8 hours and you came and you are coming back, nobody is even saying thank you. And your pastor is hacking you on top of it. You understand how it feels. Okay? They are not doing it for cash. They are not doing it for money. They are doing it for you, for saints. Okay? So, I learned to appreciate them. That's the least we can do. Okay. So, I said, look through the Bible for mercy. That is how to know God in the Bible. You look through the Bible for mercy, for justification. You appreciate that more. Look through the Bible for mercy. Some people, when they pick the Bible... You guess where they love to read? You rush to 1 Samuel 16, not to see the story of David and Goliath, how David finished him. You want to read the passing of the Red Sea, how Pharaoh died. You will really not know God by focusing on destruction, because God is not in debt. Amen? God is not in debt. God is not in chaos. Remember that typology that God showed Elijah, and after he had killed the prophet of Baal, when Jezebel was pursuing him, the Bible says, and there was a storm, and behold, God was not in the storm. Then there was fire, but God was not in the fire. There was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. But later, there was what? A still, small voice, and there he found God. Hallelujah. So, you look through the Bible for mercy. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Mark 4, 24. Come on. Are you with your Bibles? Come on. Come on. Come on. Open. Open the floodgates of Bibles. Let it rain. Let it rain. Where are the rest? Are they still on the way? Mark 4, 24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. 25, 1 to go, everybody. For he that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not from him shall be taken, even that which he hath. Before I explain verse 25, don't forget verse 24. I prefer the Amplified version. The way Pastor Jula taught us that that place, like the amount of attention you give to what you are hearing, that is the measure of virtue that will come back to you. Like the amount of attention and meditation you give to the truth you are learning is the amount of virtue you will see in the Word of God. Let me say it again. The amount of attention that you give to the truth of God's word, the amount of attention that you pay. If church is only a place of, if I don't come, this man, we will not be happy. And I'm saying is that if that is the reason you come to church, it will always be, you will not benefit as much as you can. I trust that is not your story in this place. So he said, take heed what you hear, with what measure you meet. The amount of attention you give to the truth you are learning is the same amount of virtue that will come back to you. So now, see 25. Say, for he that has, to him shall be given, and he will have more. And he that has not, that means he that refuses to pay attention, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Now, focus on that verse 25. Look at your Bible. Why doesn't that man have? Because he's not giving attention. So, because you reject what God offers, you will become worse. Let me say it this way. Any man that rejects that free offer of God becomes worse off eventually. That's what he's saying in verse 25. When you reject training, when you reject learning, the exercise of rejecting learning and training will eventually make that man worse off. You know, some people come to Jesus and they left worse off. We have them in the Bible, like the rich young ruler, right? He came, but he didn't become better. He didn't get up for the better, he got up for the worse. Because of his disposition to the instruction of Jesus. The Bible says he went away sorrowful. So that is why it's there. Don't be indifferent in church. Don't be indifferent when the word is coming. For instance, if you have been in a place like this where you have been taught the truth of God's word, the truth of your salvation, and you find maybe you traveled and you just find yourself so free to just mix up, and you just mix up anywhere. Don't worry, it doesn't matter. Well, I can be paying first fruit offering. It doesn't matter. I can be paying seed of redemption. It doesn't matter. I can see soul seed. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what? Such a man will become worse off. Why? He will now, because now you know this part, you know this part. So if somebody is quoting Ephesians 1 for you, say, I know it now, you will have enough evidence for you to counterfeit the word. You have enough, like you are knowledgeable enough to counterfeit the word. As your witness of wickedness, they are so terrible. Why? Because they are coming with a knowledge. You know, it's better, it's at times easier to teach somebody that is blank
than someone that thinks he knows. That is why I wrote something in my note. I said, don't tread the path of rebellion. It is always difficult to come back. Don't tread the path. As you start learning God's word, don't suddenly get to a time that you just say it doesn't matter. No, that's not your story. You're of them that follow through to the end. So I said, don't tread the path of rebellion. It's always difficult to come back later. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's always difficult. So I put those fans in their lowest speed if you need them. So it's always difficult to come back to that. Also, some people love to say, don't follow this. Put the fan in the lowest speed of it. And so, some people love to say, don't follow this person. Don't follow that person. Don't do this. Don't do that. Well, it's... Okay, thank you. But me, I prefer to teach you voluminously. Hallelujah. One more focus there. I prefer, instead of telling you, follow this, don't follow this, follow, don't follow this, I prefer to teach you voluminously. Of course, there are some clear peddlers that I will tell you that, okay, please avoid this angle, avoid this one. But my confidence for your stability is these teachings. Confidence for stability is this teaching, your learning. So know enough for you not to be deceived. Know enough for you not to be tossed to and fro. Know enough. Confidence is this teaching. I can't, the proof that in the next 5-10 years, the bookie will still be in the faith. It's not because I've told them that, okay, follow this pastor, and don't follow this. That's not the confidence. The confidence is we have given you the truth of God's word enough. That's why it's so much for the stability of the saints. Okay, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Let's start straight away today. That's just introduction. Malachi 3, verse 6. I quote this, he said this last time. Are you there, come on? Thank you. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Let's read again. Want to go? For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Now, it would have been, if what we have in this place is, for I am the Lord. But do you know, at least Israel went to captivity, right? They went to Babylon, and a lot of bad things happened to them. Now, if he had said, I am the Lord, I change not, therefore, Nebuchadnezzar shall discipline you. Now, it will not look like it's a lie. But then that would mean that that is constancy is punishment. That the constant character of God is what? Punishment. It's to discipline. But he say, I am God, I don't change, therefore, you are not consumed. Remember that Hebrew word of I change not there last week. Shana, right? I think you should revise your note. S H A, right? A N, is it double N? S H A double, is some single N A H. Yes. And remember the meaning. Love to revise your notes. Huh? I don't transmutate. I don't duplicate. I am God. Remember when I was telling you that if God is changing, that you'll be, oh God, the changing will be so, it will be so, you cannot describe a changing God. That's the point. If God is changing, forget Bible study. Because God just suddenly turned from this pulpit to this mic stand. Before you finish doing exegesis on this mic stand, he has done what? Changed to keyboard. Before you start keyboard, what has it done to? He has become a monkey. Praise God. So the only reason that God can be explained, the only reason that the Bible study can make sense is if God is one and the same. Praise God. If today, sodium hydroxide plus hydrochloric acid, if today it will give us sodium chloride, sorry, Bookie, you're not in science class. If today it will give us sodium chloride plus water, but if tomorrow the same solution will give us
Any chemistry student here, give us. Okay, if tomorrow, today, we mix these two compounds, you give us sodium chloride, but tomorrow you give us potassium hydroxide, then we know that something is different. Something is, then we can't have all those law of balance in chemistry, all those, it can be like that. If today 2 times 2 is 4, tomorrow 2 times 2 is what, 6, then there cannot be mathematics. If the y of x squared, okay? X squared now, what is it? Divide the L's, differentiate X squared. That's what? 2X, right? 2X. Hello, though. Amen. If today you differentiate X squared and give you 2X, and tomorrow, I'm trying to ramp up gradually, and tomorrow you differentiate X squared and it gave you 4X, then differentiation calculus cannot be. Same way, that's why we are telling you, we have to pitch a tent with who God is. In fact, we have to pitch a tent, we should pitch a tent before we start Bible study. Because if God is black, my God, if he's unpredictable, the Bible does not make sense. Nothing, no teaching. Because today you are saying this 9 gifts of the Spirit. Before you wake up, it has become how many? 900. Today you are teaching that, okay, working of miracle is this way, it's by the power of God, it's by the Lord. Before you wake, before the next morning, God has turned, he has turned into nothing. Amen. So this is even general knowledge. If tomorrow we saw Brother Rafa and he has grilled some things that is serious, then we can't call him a man. A man is a man.
Praise God.
Hebrews 1 verse 1. Say, God does not transmutate. It does not alter. Say, it's not given to change. That's the point. He said, I am the Lord. And based on that, don't forget, he said, therefore, you are not consumed. Mercy. Mercy, right? Hebrews 1 verse 1. Hebrews 1 verse 1. Just try and follow me patiently. Don't dull out on me because I need to get to today's station, we transmute it. If I don't get to the end, it will not make full sense until I get to the end. So follow me today. Hebrews 1 verse 1. God, who at what sundry times, poorly what? And diverse manner. That is, first one will be plenty what? In plenty. And plenty portion. Second one will be what? Plenty conversation, right? Which one is conversation? Is it first one? Second one? Second one. So what is that first one? Manners. All manner and always. Don't forget, we just finished reading that God does not change. Now he's saying God, of course, you know we have reconstructed Hebrews 1 verse 1. You should know the way we put it last time. So say, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Okay. Awesome. So in Hebrews 1 verse 1, how many characters can you see there? Pastor Stephen, hope you are focused. Yes, mention them. God, number two. Fathers, number three. Okay. Who can tell me what's the difference between the fathers and the prophets? Ma? Prophets will be what? What of the fathers? Sir? The listeners, right? Thank you. So, it's clear that the audience is who? Fathers. The father, is it tangible? I mean, is it abstract? Or, of course, I don't think God is abstract. But the father, is it a spirit? No. People, right? Any other? So who else is in Hebrews 1:1? Prophets, right? The prophets, is it a spirit too? Is a man, right? He can talk, right? We know how he talks, right? So, God, where is he? How does he talk? Through the what? Prophets. So therefore, the communication in Hebrews 1:1 would have been what? Prophets speaking for God to the fathers. Because
I want to say God does not talk.
But of course, now we are seeing two sets of human beings, right? Because Hebrews 1 is not describing, vision, revelation, dreams of the night. No, it's actually talking about the entire Old Testament. So just analyzing the three characters that are there, we have God, we have the fathers, we have the prophets. Prophets are people who are called, the oracles of God. That's what they call. They are the mouthpiece of God. What's that Greek word of prophets? Nada, right? Something like that. I want to remember the Muslim version. If Akim now. From Anambi, something like that. That's where they got prophets from. So, prophets are talkers. Therefore, the speaking of Hebrews 1:1 must have been through who? The prophets. See verse 2? Don't just focus. Follow me through, or you will understand where I'm going. At in these last days, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of how many things? All things, by whom also he made the world. So, what we are now saying is that since God does not change, then why does he like communicating in different ways? Why will he talk in diverse in verse 1 and in verse 2, he will be speaking through one person alone? So, last time, we saw that this book of Hebrews is actually a book of comparison. Compare and contrast. It's a book of comparison. God's own medium of speaking versus how the prophet spoke. Are you with me? How God speaks versus how the prophet spoke is a book of comparison. E.g., see God's medium, verse 3. You remember law of emphatic mention? Yeah? Do you remember? So, see verse 3. Who being the what? Brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the what? Word of his power. When he had by himself, does what? Purge our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we saw that God's medium was the one that was now discussed emphatically in chapter 1. This is how God spoke. He now hyped the Son. So it's like the communication through the Son versus communication through the prophet. Meaning the diverse times. Meaning the diverse times and manners are the prophet's perception. Please write this down if you are writing. You should be writing, okay? You need to write. You need to write. So, meaning the diverse times and manners are the prophet's perception or ramification or deduction of what God said in his Son. Meaning the diverse times and manners that you saw in verse 1 are the prophet's, number 1, perception, number 2, what? Ramification, number 3, what? Deduction of what God said in his Son. E.g., let's see Abraham, Genesis 22, verse 1. All right, if you are hot, please on the fan or put it on low speed. That's what I said. If you are hot, put it on low speed. Don't worry, Baratheon, we can do that. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass that what? After these things, that God did tempt Abraham. Sarah. You're not there. Come on. Am I the error? You're looking at me. I'm calling me error. Look at your Bible. Come on. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that what God did what tempt Abraham, and that's when I call it error, and said unto him, even if it is test, it's still error. God doesn't test people. This is discovery. I'm coming gradually. Of course, James 1, verse what? Verse what? Is 17? No, it's not 17. Which verse what? 13, right? No. Let no man say when I'm tempted. Tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed, and you know the rest. Okay, so see, and Abraham said unto him, look at the Bible, everybody. Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Verse 2, everybody wants to go? And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac,
whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Hold on, please hold on.
Faith, the faith of for salvation, is it the faith in the death of Christ or faith in the life of Christ? If Christ died, according to 1 Corinthians 15, if he died and he never rose again, what is our faith? Use Bible's word. What is our faith? And you are yet where? In your sins, right? And those who have died in Christ have what? Have what? Check it. Then Bible's word. That is 1 Corinthians 15. We perish. Check. Perish, right? Uh-huh. So, okay.
Now, please keep that somewhere. So that means we are not only looking for the people of old, they are not only to believe that Jesus will come and die.
Hold on. Now, see this verse 2. Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. What is the height of this command? What is the height of this revelation here? What's the height? Huh? Where does it stop? Death, right? Hello? How much of Christ will... No, Isaac is figurative of Jesus, right? Huh? So, how much of Christ did this statement symbolize? Huh? Offer him, right? Killing, death. So, okay, before I continue, how did Abraham receive this? Let me ask you a question. Just guess. There's no definite answer right now. See verse 1 and verse 2. Say, and the Lord spoke to Abraham. How? Could it be dreams and vision? Will it be angelic encounter? Don't forget, these guys, they are not aliens to angels. Even in Genesis 18, we saw how an angel came to his house, appeared, sat down, ate fufu and banga. Amen. So, but please write this down. I said, how did Abraham receive this? It could have been dreams and visions. It could have been angelic. Number 3, it could have been through his perception. His own perception. I said, one can be dreams and vision, one can be angelic, material can be through his own perception. Number 4, it could be through another person, e.g., like Melchizedek, through a third party, it's possible. Or number five now. It can also be what he was gathering over time. What he was gathering over time. Let me take it again. It can be dreams and visions. It can be angelic. It can be his own perception. It can be through a third party like Melchizedek. And it can also be what he was gathering over time. Now, see verse 7. Let's focus. Don't worry. I am the one sent here to help you. Don't say I don't get it. Because church is a Bible school. We have taught you that enough. Every man, none in this place must be less than his pastor. It's an abomination. So Genesis 22 now, verse 7. Let's read slowly. Want to go? And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, Father, and he said, Yea, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse 8, want to go? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering.
What do you think happened there? Now, no, we can say that verse 1 and 2, somebody clearly spoke to Abraham.
Right?
Like, and the Lord sent to, said unto Abraham, go and do this. But did the Lord said verse 8 to him? Hello? Did the Lord said verse 8 to him? So where do you think this one came from? Could it be now means we are now this cannot, this is not dreams and visions now, right? This is not angelic right now. This is not third party now. So it now remains to, it can be his own perception. That means at an instance or what he has been gathering over time. Now, come to verse 11. So what do you think, what he said in verse 8, what does it add to redemption? That it will be the sacrifice of God alone. That is, it will be God's own sacrifice, the lamp of God, not our lamp, not the sacrifice of men. If Israel knew this, that's the day they will stop off bringing goats to the temple. They will just stop. If they focus on this. Now, go to verse 11. And the angel of the Lord now called unto him out of heaven. That means when he was about to kill Isaac. And said, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Yeah. Are you serious? You want to kill your son. And according to what is written, he has already lifted up the handle. The Abraham, here am I. What do you think is happening? No. It's like this. It's like a plan walk. I think if you really want to kill somebody, I think your mind should be there, right? Abraham, oh yeah, I'm here, I'm here. Thank you, Hollywood. Okay, and he said, okay, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a what? A ram caught in a what? Ticket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. 14. And Abraham called the name of the place what? Jehovah Jireh. As it is said, today in the mountain of the Lord it shall be seen. That means the Lord will provide. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And he said, by myself have I sworn and said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son from thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. The same thing that is in Genesis 12. And in thy seed shall all the what? Nation of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Now, do you know, later Paul interpreted this for Abraham. Go to Romans 4. Or deviation from what God said in his son. Since there is a diversity in the prophets, their ranking. Now, Abraham wants to tell us about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He carried Isaac for like a drama presentation. When you don't do, when you don't listen in mass, how you know the meaning of deviation? When you don't listen in school. Since there is a diversity in the ranking, will now be a measure of a degree of deviation from what God has said in his son. So, the less the deviation, the greater the accuracy and the greater the hierarchy. That means, how do we know the best of prophets? The one who has the least what? Deviation from what God said in his son.
Don't forget, we have said that all those diverse manner, some people, their own diverse will be the distance between ear and Sokoto. Some people, their diverse manner, maybe that one is prophet, let's say, it's prophet Malachi. Maybe prophet Isaiah, his own deviation is just from ear, from Kubwa to, let's say, to Jabi. But somebody like Elijah, his own deviation will be from ear to South Korea. Hallelujah, praise God. So, the less the deviation, the greater their hierarchy. Jesus said this himself. Please rush to Matthew 11. Thank you, we are getting somewhere now. Matthew 11. Don't sit down alone. Statola, don't sit down alone. Sit beside somebody. Not because you cannot get everything. Also, somebody can spy from your notes. Spying is allowed in class. But spying is not allowed in the exam hall. Okay? Is that clear? So you can spy. What we are doing looks academic, but in this academics is the power of God. Hallelujah. In this is the power of God. In this is sin stability. In this is the hope for generations to come. Matthew 11 verse 7. As they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking with the wind. Verse 8. But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. But what went you out to see? A prophet. Yeah, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Ha. He said a prophet. I think Jesus was trying to describe this hierarchy for them. He said he's a prophet, but he's actually more than a prophet. Why? Next verse. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger. All messengers are prophets. I sent my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before me. So why is Jesus personalizing this one like this? Because his own deviation was small. Verse 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, talking about prophets, there hath not risen any greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12, and from the days of what? John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. What is that? Have I explained that one for you for? Huh? Have I? Have I? Facebook? No. Jesus, I have explained this in this church before. Okay. Don't worry. Okay, don't worry. Verse 13, want to go? For all the prophets and law prophesied until John. Good. So John, John gave us the account of why John the Baptist earned this respect. Like the reason why John the Baptist earned this so much respect, we can find that in John 1:29. Go there. Because it is easy to just say, yes, he's the last prophet. That yes, because he was the only prophet that saw Jesus alive, he delivered Jesus to the people. But it seems more than that. Let's look at his utterance. Don't forget, Abraham was trying to talk about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He was pointing to Isaac, right? But his own type and shadow, he was pointing to Isaac. But see, John the Baptist, the next day, John said Jesus coming unto him. Behold, and he said what? Behold. Say behold. Behold. Say see him. See him. Say he is here. Yeah. Say not Isaac. Behold. Here he is. So behold, the lamp of God, which taketh away the what? The sin of the world. Very clear, right? So this is he. Say this is he. Say very definite. Thank you. Of whom I said, after me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I know him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit was descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptized with what? With the Holy Ghost. And I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. Please, this is John the Baptist speaking, okay? But in the account of John the Beloved. Thank you. Verse 35, and again the next day, after John stood and two of the disciples, verse 36, everybody wants to go? And looking upon Jesus as he walked, and he said, behold the Lamb of God. See John 3, 25. There arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptized, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from above. You yourself bear me witness that I say I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that had the bride is the bridegroom. This is prophecy. But the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth with him rejoiced greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. Moses cannot say this. He's not happy. John is saying, I'm happy that the owner of the bridegroom is coming. John is saying, I'm happy that the owner of the bride is coming. Moses is saying, no. We share the wife. Something like that. But 30, he must increase, but I must decrease. That's serious. 31, he that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly. So who is from above? Who is of the earth? John. Thank you. And speaketh of the earth. So what is what baptism? Of the earth. What is the Holy Ghost baptism? Okay. For he that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testify, and no man receive his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to a seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure. Right? 35. The Father loveth the Son and hath given how many things? All things. Remember the all things in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 1 verse 3. All things again now into his hand. All these things. He that believe on the Son hath what? Everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the what? The wrath of God abides on him. See our trances. Now, know the man was getting right. He got to the end. The wrath of God. You know, okay, should I show you the difference? See the way that Jesus described wrath. See John 3 verse 18. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He that believes on him shall not what perish, but have what everlasting life. Next verse 17, yes. For God has not what sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might say. Next verse, he that believeth is not condemned. But he that believeth, why? Next verse. This is condemnation. This is the rot. Yes, what's the rot? Light is coming to the world. So where does rot come from? From God or from man's disobedience? Now, the way John describes it in John 3, in 36, it looks like, what the rot of God. Say God's word and God's action. I'm coming. See, there's two of them. He's coming. He's running after you. He's coming very soon. So, can you see deviation right now? Jesus said it clearly. This is the condemnation. Light came to the world, but because men love darkness. That is it. It's not a special wrath from God that after you have disobeyed. You know, the way religion tells us is that after Brad Joshua, disobeyed God. Sorry, not you. Your shadow. After your shadow disobeyed God, God will now bring a special king. No, that is religion. What Bible teaches is, as he disobeyed God, that disobedience is a rot. The rot of man is, the rot of God is in man's action, man's activity. We don't see it in God's activity. We see it in man's activity. Okay.
Okay, sorry, that's not really where I'm going today. I'm looking at John the Baptist. See Matthew 11. Back to Matthew 11. Verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Verse 2. Now, when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. Verse 3, want to go? And said unto him, Art thou he that what should come, or should we look for? Said deviation. Now I show you one deviation in John 3:36, right? The wrath of God. This and that one. This one, he even scattered everything he has been saying since. Amen. But yet, Jesus, he called him the greatest of the prophets. So if a man, a prophet that is even doubting the Christ, is called the greatest. All those ones in the Old Testament, my God, they are even fighting Christ. This one is only doubting Christ, and yet he's the greatest. So those ones that they are not, they are that. So the rest, what do you think they are doing to Jesus? Pursuing him, fighting him, counterfeiting his word. Not always, so, but just focus. So God's communication is without deviation. God's own communication is without deviation. No shadow of turning. Same James 1:17. With whom there is no paralogy, right? Neither what? Apokiasma, trope. Shadow of turning. Sorry, don't write that one down. If you have, don't know what to answer, just write. Just forget. It's a Yoruba word from my village. So, the diversity never ebbed too much.
It's at the end.
The diversity never ebbed too much. Write this down carefully. This is why the gifts of power... Write this down carefully. This is why the gift of power was taken away from the earth until Jesus came. For 400 years. There was just too much deviation. Okay. Okay, back to Hebrews 1, verse 1. Don't get tired. Just try and endure me as boring as I am today. Just endure, endure, endure. You endure to the end, you enter heaven. Amen. After today, I will share the ticket of heaven run. I just share it run. At least get out of this church. I'm here to pastor those who are on their way. Who will be ready when the Lord shall. Don't sing. Don't sing. Not be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. So, back to Hebrews 1. Now, he said, now this is my question. He said, in these last days, spoken unto us by his son. Ah! This is my question. When did God speak or spoke in his son? When? Now, the way Hebrews 1:2 say in these last days, right? In days of fulfillment, say he has spoken his son. When? The question is, I'll throw it back to you. It's like a tete a tete now. Answer your question with a question. The question is, if God has never spoken in his son, then what did the prophet, what are they hearing? What are they trying to decode? Are you with me? So the question is, when the phrase spoke in his son, is it only peculiar? Of course, you can say clearly that it's epistle, but is it only peculiar to epistle and the gospel? We are going to look at that. See verse 3 again. Want to go? Who being the what? Brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So, all those
sundry times, diverse manner, 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3, are part of the imaginations we must cast out. God's communication, like you saw in Hebrews 1:3, express image of his person. God's communication is without deviation. So, the diversity are part of the imaginations we must cast away. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:14. Why must we cast down all those imperfect communication? Why must we show it clearly? Why must we show clearly what God has said? Why must we differentiate it from what Elijah misrepresented and the rest? Because of this, 2 Corinthians 3:14. Let's read this one together. Please help me. 3:14. Want to go? Yes. But their minds were blinded, for unto this day remained the same veil on taking away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away where? In Christ. Hallelujah. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, right? When Moses is preached, the veil is upon their eyes. Nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord, it shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and when that Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to see. So the veil comes in reading without interpretation. Where will you find veil? When you read the Bible without interpretation, when you read the diverse time, diverse manner, everything, without narrowing down to the intention. Veil comes in reading without what? Interpretation. Say the Bible must be interpreted.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So now, don't forget, it's not that there is no truth in what the prophets were saying. But remember, when the thing moved from A to B, to C to D to E, and like we have learned in our, is it not, is it GNS? Which course is that in school? I taught us that, when we learned about Stone Age and the rest, it should be in English. When they taught about communication, that, maybe it's in history. When you talk about oral tradition, that how are things passed from one age to the other? Oral communication, oral tradition. But the issue is that, okay, for instance, but like, what is Yoruba for television? Who says you should say it? Some people don't know that one. So, because anybody here? Okay, what is Igbo for keyboard? Try. No idea. Now, do you know Yoruba now? Because Yoruba does not have Yoruba is so funny. Anything that they cannot interpret, they just keyboard. This is Duru. Yes. Duru is not. Ate Duru. Hallelujah. What is the Yoruba for camera?
Ayaworan.
Okay. What is Yoruba for laptop? Amen. So, like you see, languages are also always limited, okay? So, it will always get to a point, the thing will stop. The thing will not be able to continue again. So, now imagine, in converting, in passing, even that is for things that is even written, how much more, for the
first 2,000 years, there is nothing is written anywhere.
Moses just came to help us to just write something down. So the idea of God was only passed across through what? Oral thing. It's oral, it's not oral English, oral English. Which one is it? Anyway, you call it. Through oral communication, right? Oral. Amen. Anyway, like you call it.
Praise God.
So, okay, just write it down anyway. Where is oral, anyone? The genuity of the information will be compromised. That's the issue. Not only because of the A, B, C to D, because also across from H to H. The genuity of those original information will definitely be compromised. Hence, it's not everything you saw in the Old Testament that was accorded to God, that was ordered by God. Hence, it's not everything, every action, every order you saw in the Old Testament that was accorded to God, that was ordered by God. You followed me on Facebook, I shared that. Because we did it also last week. That is 1 Samuel 15 and Exodus 16 or 17. But when Moses said about the Amalek that he will what? Make war with them from generation to generation. Samuel picked that and told Saul, go and kill them all. Here's the question. Why didn't, I think Saul really finished them, right? But, I mean, after then, do we actually have Amalek again? After then, we only have Amorite, Philistines, and it looks like that was really their annihilation. Amen. That was sad. Go to Judges chapter 6. So, I said it was in the transfer of the information. Okay, now let's narrow down John the Baptist right now. I still have one full hour to go. After that, I will be done. You can see it here. So let's calm down, okay? Calm down very well. After that, we have like another 1 hour discussion. At the end of the day, we sleep here tonight. We sleep here tonight. Well, see, God deserves to be known, okay? He deserves this. No worry. Judges 6, verse 11. So, I want to explain something to you about John the Baptist. Are you ready? If you have followed us in the Tools of the Prophets, I mean, if you are here when we did Tools of the Prophets, let me see you. If you are here when we did Tools of the Prophets, who's not here? Let me see you. Selfie, you're not here. Tools of the Prophets. Oh, okay, awesome. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Man of God, be fast. Don't do like slow motion. Go and sit down, pick your notes. So it was in the transfer of information and quest for understanding that water baptism came in. It was in the, just write it down. I mean, that's what I want to explain. That statement, that's what I want to explain. I say it was in the transfer of information and quest for understanding that water baptism came in. Judges 6 now. You help me with this. By my left, people at the left hand side of God, you read verse 11. Right hand side, you read verse 12. We continue like that. Are you ready? I'm starting with left hand side of God. Judges 6, verse 11. Okay, want to go? Read. Hello. I want your voice to be loud enough so I can enter the microphone so they can hear on live stream. Want to go again? Yes? Right hand side, yes, 12.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
By my right, yes, try and see.
And he just said unto him,
yes.
Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, where is the Lord is calling us?
Mm-hmm.
And where be all his miracles, which our father told us of, saying, did not the
Lord bring us up from Egypt. But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites.
Okay, but my right, sirs, thank you. Slowly, yes, read.
And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
Hallelujah, hold on. If I not send it. So, that was the instruction, right? Very clear. What were they to do? To what? What is Gideon to do? That was why the angel came. Right? That was why the angel came. Left hand side. Keep reading verse 16. Yes? 15. Thank you. Okay, verse 16, yes?
And the Lord said unto him, surely
I will be with thee,
and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.
Okay, 17?
And the Lord said unto him, if I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou forgettest with me.
Stop. Can you see a similarity between this and John chapter 1? Have you seen it? You have not? Okay, keep reading. Verse 18. Yes, read. Depart not, yes, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my presence, and set it before thee, and it said, I will tarry. 19. Yes, guys, help me. And he put a broth in a pot and brought it out unto him. Okay, 20. Yes. Guys, the angel of the Lord said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes upon the rock and pour. And he did so. Yes, great. The angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh of the unleavened cakes. There rose a fire out of the rocks and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And the angel of the Lord departed out. Yes, am I right? Thank you.
And when Gideon perceived that it was an angel of the Lord,
okay, hope that one has told you a lot of things already. We have angel, we have Lord God. Same verse, right? Okay, but that's not where I'm going. 23, yes, thank you. And the Lord said, stop. The Lord, who is the Lord?
Angel.
Thank you. Keep reading. Peace be unto you. Fear not, thou shalt not die. 24.
Then Gideon built an altar there unto God. And
call it Jehovah what? Shalom. For unto this day it is. How many of you have prayed to Jehovah Shalom before? Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you have prayed for Jehovah Shalom unto Jehovah Shalom before? Amen, amen. Looks like you are praying to an angel. 25. Okay, yes, please read for me. Thank you. Who is the Lord? Who is that Lord again?
Angel.
Same angel, right? Don't forget, initially, was there any sacrifice? No. The guy asked, well, how will I know? Then sacrifice started. He has done one. See the second one. Now, keep reading. Thank you. Even the second bullock of 7 years old and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father had and cut down the grove and build an altar unto the Lord
God
rock in the other place and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice wood. Okay, lastly, about 27, we want to go. Yes, thank you. To 10 men of his servant and did so. And
so it was. Because
Father said so.
And the man of the city, that
they did it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, thank you and for following that long reading. Yeah. Coming. So, now, firstly, don't forget, that the deviation is can be terrible. Eh? Oh God. It's not, at times you do things, you think you have saved the hour. Okay? You think you have saved the hour, saved the day, but you have injured the generation. Okay, you will understand that one very soon.
The angel came to Gideon. This is what you are going to do. Deliver Israel from the Midianites. He now asks, how will I know? Then, they brought what? He brought the sacrifice, and that one touched it, and fire came out. Say, now I know. Thank you for understanding that. So, part of the duty of the angel is not to burn cakes. That one came circumstantial because of the man in question, because of his own doubt and unbelief. Do you remember Jesus said, "It's a wicked and adulterous generation that what ask for signs." Coming gradually. So, because now I grew up knowing water baptism before I knew Jesus. Like, you are in some churches. At least I saw one on Facebook that the man of God, he has a pool at the back of his pulpit. So as you are just getting born again or whatever they call their own faith, they will take you to the back of the pulpit and what dip you in water right there. Right there. 2,000 years after Christ has died. Okay. So let's look at this a bit more. So same as John the Baptist, the water baptism was just a sign. Don't forget, I said, okay, let's do this thing again. God's will is A, right? Say God's will, letter A. Okay, thank you. So don't forget, this is, if I'm signing some of this, because this is part 8, that means you need to go back to really, when the sermons are out and listing from part 1, 2, 3, then you get it more properly, but just pay attention. So the spirit, the human spirit discernment of God's will, B, right? Then we have, so that B, the spirit will communicate to the mind, right? So the mind preaching to others will be C. The mind is the man, okay? Don't worry, I'll just keep going. You'll get it first. So the mind preaching to others will be seen, right? And that is for his audience. Let me say it again. This is God, eh? This is God. He has a will. But how does God speak to? How does God speak? He doesn't speak to angels. He doesn't speak to Babalawos. He doesn't speak to Okpele. He doesn't speak in the thunder. God speaks to the heart of man. He speaks to the spirit of man. So God is speaking. The spirit of man receives it. But this is the spirit of man. You know that this one is very stubborn. So, in how will he communicate this to this guy? He will have to add his own tenses, his own conjunction, his own figures of speech, communicate it to this man. Bah! I know this one will now hear. Say, yeah! Wow! This is so awesome. But if I tell Toddler this thing, I will give her license to sin. Therefore, this one will now twist it, and say it another thing. Everybody was trying to say this. Are you with me? That is why at times you have a dream. You have looking for dream oraculum up and down. You know that book? I think you have done it before. You have looking for how to interpret stubborn dream. Now, for instance, see John. John 1:23. Now be fast, please. Let's be fast. John 1:23. I know him not, but he that sent me to baptize. Who is he? We're coming back to that. The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptized with the Holy Ghost. So all those ceremony is to identify Jesus. So the question is, who said that to John? Let's go back to prophecy, Isaiah 40. Who, he said, he that sent me to baptize. Who is he? Let's first check prophecy. Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye my people. Seeth your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Verse 3, the voice of him that what cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in desert the highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be hid, and he shall be made low, and the crooked path shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it all together, for the mouth of the Lord hath what spoken it. Hallelujah. So this prophecy will be which alphabet? Somebody try.
So it looks like C or D, right? Huh? Huh? I will not. Actually, my notes. I wrote C or D. That's to be frank. But thank God you are already getting the concept. Now, maybe very soon, maybe Pastor Jerry will one day you now have come help me to arrange it properly. Just get the idea for now. Are you with me? Let's flow. So don't forget. Let me say it again. Okay. Write it down this way. What God preaches is A. The alphabets are the communication, not the personality. What God preaches is A. So, what your spirit say is B, which is his own discernment of A. What the spirit will tell the mind is B, which is the spirit's discernment of A. Then, what your mind say is C, which will be his understanding of B. Which is basically what you preach. So, but what an angel, what any angel will start his own communication from alphabet D. Sorry, Ojut. I know you have several angels in your backyard that you sent on an errand. No angel can tell you A or B. They cannot even tell you C. Because it must be said by a man for an angel to relate it to another man. It is man that designs God's will, not angels, okay? Angels are created for man as ministers. Hebrews 1 verse 9, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister? Good. So they minister to us and for us. So now, don't forget, prophecies were progressive. They kept building on it. Go to Malachi 4. Please don't get tired on me. I beg you. See this one. Let's see. Where did Malachi get this one? See Malachi 4 verse 5. Sakusia, are you following? Okay. Your husband traveled. Just remember it. I was expecting him before. Malachi 3 verse... 4 verse 5. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Let me know when you are there. Okay. Want to go? Let's read. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the heart. What do you think? Does it look like what Isaiah said at all? You do well. Just put your hand in one. Just look at it. Help me compare. This is Bible study. Compare. No, if this is from what Isaiah said, this will be D or E. But this looks like this man received in another parallel. In a parallel line from Isaiah. Because I can't see anything he's saying here in what Isaiah said. Compare, compare, be fast, compare, compare. So, which alphabet are we going to call this? You didn't get what I just said. Huh? Somebody is not getting what I'm saying. This will be another C. No, I told you. No, this is like another parallel now. Isaiah designed, he spoke. Malachi, I didn't think he read Isaiah. He too, he designed, he spoke, but about the same person. Are you with me? That is why there is no element of what Isaiah said in what he said. So now listen. So John the Baptist, now he has two streams of prophecy that is clear for him to use for his ministry. One from who? Isaiah, one from Malachi. So let's see the one that the angel used. Luke chapter 1. Luke 1. Everybody, pray in tongues, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Let me hear your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Peace to my name.
Mr. Govanti Mokante, the most Zambantistegete, Anama, Stagapale, Raza, Paula, Sete. Pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on. Alain Hati, the most Zavestegavide, Raza, Vastegavide, the most Zabidas, Tugavali, Mashata, the day. Roll us together. Ila bada 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 basta ke bala mashanta mana zampa la mazanta ma ke ke tola na ne ne ale ma sunto mana mashanta mazanta master mashanta ma ne ros sunto mana sunto mashanta mazanta master ke pana stende. Hallelujah. Luke 1 verse 11. Say we leave no one behind. Say we come up together. In the knowledge of the Son of God. So Luke 1:11, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, and he was troubled and terrified, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall what? Drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Where do you think the angel saw this one? Yes. Samson. Is that in Isaiah's prophecy? Is that in Malachi's prophecy? So this will be which alphabet? Hold on. So, verse 16. And many of the children of Israel shall he what? Turn to the Lord their God. 17 wants to go. He shall go before him in the what? Spirit and power of who? Elias. Oh. To turn the heart of the fathers to the children. And the disobedience to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared. So the angel read which book? Malachi. Near the Isaiah. So he read Malachi, he added what? Samson. He added what from Judges? No. They say, how can you? He said, this prophecy is not strong enough. He said, it's not. See, if I just tell him that, he said, the guy will not believe. Let me add all those Samsonic exploit. Now, focus. So the angel heard Malachi prophesying and conveyed for Zechariah, the father of John. Now go to John 1:20. Let's hear John himself. So it looks like John himself, he had a dual source. Of course, what the angel is saying there should be, I will call it Disha. Should be D. But see John 1:20 now. And he confessed and denied not, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he said, no. Okay. 22. Then said they unto him, who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What seest thou of thyself? Verse 23. Everybody wants to go? And he said, I am the voice of who? One crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. So which book did John read? Isaiah, right? So this is clearly from Isaiah. Okay, 24. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they said unto him, why baptizest thou then? If you are not Christ or Elias, neither that prophet. 26. John answered, saying, I baptize with what? Water. But there is standard one among you whom you know not. 27. He it is whom coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latcheth, I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Where am I? Verse what?
20. The next day, John said Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the lamp of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me." Why? For he was before me. Now, this is the answer. See 31. Want to go? "And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." Is that clear? Why do we have water baptism? Because John wants to identify the Messiah. Do we have water baptism in any prophecy? It's not there at all. So, all we heard that angel told him, his father, is just that, don't worry, he should have dreadlocks. He should not, he should be eating terrible food up and down. We didn't know the extra thing he told him. See 32. "And John bear record saying, I saw the spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." 23. "And I knew him not." 33. Sorry. Want to go, everybody? Again, 33. Want to go? "But he that sent me." Who? Who's he? Of course, it's not written, but who should the E be? Take an intelligent guess. Which angel? Which angel? Huh? It should be the same one that spoke to his father. Angel. Okay, keep reading. Said, "I knew him not, but he that sent me." So, firstly, it is not prophecy that sent him to baptize with water. "The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the what? Spirit descending and remaining on him. The same is he which what? Baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that what? This is the Son of..." Write it down clearly. Oh, it's not that day that the Holy Ghost entered Jesus. That is another drama presentation. Is that clear? You are even scared to write it down. Amen, amen. Of course, now that couldn't have been. Couldn't have been. So that is just a pictorial discernment of spirit, a pictorial representation, a pictorial drama. To same way we saw how Abraham did his own drama. Same way we saw Gideon. Okay. So water baptism was a sign to confirm Jesus as the one sent from God. So let me explain gradually to everybody. This is just how it happened, okay? John would have asked the angel that, okay, how will I know this Messiah? I don't know him now. And the angel would say, okay, start doing what I'm presuming. So, okay, when I start doing what I'm presuming, how will I know the real Messiah? I say, okay, don't worry. As you are baptizing everybody, a day will come, you will be baptizing one man. Because I know him. You know, it's the same Gabriel that talked to the mother of Jesus, right? So, because that one knew. In fact, funny enough, they both knew themselves from childhood, though. But no doubt and unbelief, it can be terrible. Can you be a savior? Tola, you. Eh? You can't be my savior. So, they knew, but they are not sure. I mean, I'm not saying Jesus is not sure. I'm saying John is not sure. Praise God. Are you with me? So, the angel must have told him, okay, a day will be coming. You'll be baptizing. As you are baptizing, I will give you a glimpse. Are you with me? I will do something for all to see. The Holy Ghost is not a dofo. Amen? All those are what? Drama. Ceremony. Of which Ojut is the what? Coordinator. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it was not in the prophecy, it was not in the plan of God. So have you seen how messages get transferred from ages to ages right now? Ages to ages. And how additional things are coming. Okay, John 10, verse 40. Write it down in your notes. The prophets before. What the prophets used before time to authenticate their ministry was signs and wonders. Write this down. What the prophets before used to authenticate their ministry was signs and wonders. But I can say, me now, I can say, because of the abuse, God was not to use that. Before John, what the prophets used to authenticate their ministry is signs and wonders. But John was not to use that. See John 10:40. I wrote something very funny in my notes. And went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. 41. And many resorted unto him, and so John 10:40-41. And many resorted unto him and said, John was did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Now, do you know what? I wrote something. I said, I think it was when John was asking for power to call down fire like Elijah. And they just said, no, take water. It's not Rema, actually. It's more than an option. Don't forget, prophecies even call in Elijah to come. They're not asking you, are you Elijah? I don't have fire now. No, I'm not. Yet, he's walking by the prophecy. Do you know he had the aggression of Elijah? Huh? Do you know he had the fire, the inner fire, the... Go and read this. Go and read Matthew 3 now. He's there. In fact, do you know the fire existed in his word? Say, we baptize with the Holy Ghost. And what?
Fire.
Some people, the fire there is not zeal. Some people think that fire is a Holy Ghost fire. If that is not Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire is one. That one, Holy Ghost fire kills people. Doesn't. Don't get the fire. Amen. That is why when Jesus and John was recruiting him, they just removed the fire. Makubami. Amen. So I can say clearly because he was to come, like, you know, the prophets, he can. They can be serious. Oh God. Hope you are seeing the reasons why the coming of Jesus was seriously delayed. Eh? So this is the best way the angel could help him. That was the best way. Now, okay, let me start and bring it, wrapping it up gradually. Now, I am not saying things like we are for the world. Until I say I will say something towards the end of this sermon. So, well, I'm not saying things like we are for the world. We are not for miracles. No. 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 We'll write this down. But we will rather not have the miracles that we end up counterfeiting God's word and character. But we will rather not have the miracles that has the tendency of counterfeiting God's word and God's character. You know what? Pastor Nanka said something in his sermon. He said there are some testimonies that once you get them, it will be more difficult for you to know God. Amen. That it will be much more difficult. Okay, I'm going somewhere. For instance, people, if you have used sand. You have told people to go and bring the sand off your house. You brought it to church. They pray over sand, pray over holy water, everything. Have you observed those people? They always go further and further away. They
They always go, they always won't die away. They are never stable. Those things quickly become idols.
Write this down in your notes. We must stop arming untaught believers with weapons of mass destruction. We must stop arming.
So just less than 10 minutes now. I'll be done. 5 minutes.
We must stop arming, to equip. We must stop equipping untaught believers with weapons. Now, before John the Baptist, now focus right now. We had 400 years of prophetic silence. Why? 400 years. Courtesy who? Who declared the 400 years?
Don't read. And that's why I'm saying. Titan has blocked your eyes from the truth in the book of Malachi.
Malachi himself said the next prophet that will come is the one before the Messiah. That's what you read now. He silenced every prophet that prophesied. Read it now. Read Malachi. Read the last thing in the Old Testament. Last thing. Yes? I'm waiting for you. Last two verses. Behold, I will send what? Simple. That great and dreadful day, that is redemption. Don't mind them. That is what they are calling great and dreadful. It's not Armageddon. Say, before that day, the next person I'm sending is what? Which is John the Baptist. So, and it's until John is ready to come. No more prophets. No more prophets. But guess what? Why? Now, those 400 years of silence, do you think... Before I read that, what is my note? Let me ask you a question. How did he help the Jews? That 400 years of silence, sir. Try. To what? Yes, you are. Give me another choice of words.
Discipleship, yes, but they have some songs of the prophet too before.
Anybody from this side? Between Malachi and Matthew was 400 years. There was not one prophet. First thing to tell you that prophecy is a gift too. It's not, I just wake up, I can. No, it's a gift. It was taken away. So, okay. Start writing, write this down. All men were to do was to learn what has been written. They spent 400 years to learn what has been written. It was in that 400 years that the idea of Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, a lot of them now developed. Don't forget it was Pharisees that taught Jesus scripture. There was nothing like that before in Malachi. But much more than that, men were now more focused on the word. Hey, it was in the 400 years that there was no prophecy that Israel came to the conclusion that a savior is coming. That overwhelming idea that Jesus, that a Messiah is coming, it was not there. You will not find that overwhelming idea in any historical account of the Old Testament. Why? Power. 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 Even the prophet, he's not able to remain on one thing. Prophesy this. Let's prophesy against Assyria. Go and read that Jeremiah 50, 51. Prophesy against the king of Babylon. Prophesy against the king of... what is it? But what has been said is enough to know God.
But it took them how long? 400 years. Hallelujah. See, today, till today, Jesus will still not have come. Not for Malachi. Why? There is so much drama now. Who is remembering Messiah? When Elijah is doing fire. Who is remembering Messiah? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it was then that they came to a conclusion. Oh, they now study. Say study. Say study is divine. Say God wants us to study. It was in those years, no prophecy, no healing. In fact, if you remember in John 5, in the well of pool of Bethesda, they say, an angel come in a, one, isn't it once in a year? Say, and one angel will just come once in a year to see all the pool, and they are all gathering, they are waiting. This is a nation that had prophets like water before. Let me tell you this, though, it's not all the deeds of old that was recorded, though. Amen? No, of course, no, that's the list of all the prophets, the ones that are not, in the, that are not really written, there are plenty. Plenty of them. It's not all the deeds. It's not all the deeds that the prophet that was written. It's not you just think that it's only 15 miracles that happened in the Old Testament. Ah, no. But a nation that boasts so much of power, miracle before. See Daniel. Ah! You now become somebody that is waiting by the pool once in a year to heal one person. Why? In the midst of all the power, they are not hearing. So, I don't know how you write that now. Write that down. Please help your neighbor to write it down. How can you help somebody to put it? Hakim, I'm not serious. I'm done. So that overwhelming idea that a savior was coming was not known until they look away from the deeds and miracles of the prophets. Until they start looking away from their different prophecies to now study it. They were not able to draw a connecting line. That is why immediately John appeared. What was the question? Are you the one to come? Same thing you see in Acts 5. We'll do that tomorrow. So it took them to look away from all those exploits in order to see God. Malachi ensured that happened. Malachi gave them prophetic break. Go and study. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the idea, the greatest thing that God has been saying, they never knew for over 4,000 years. No, it's serious, eh? And you know, the same thing is really playing today. When you see a ministry that is built on, if you are looking for the fruit of the womb, come. How do you build ministry on that, for Christ's sake? And you will see them; they will always be using one type today. Go and bring your pillow. We provide. Go and sleep on it at night. Tomorrow, bring this. There's something they don't bring to church. Let me not say something that they bring to church because they're looking for the fruit of the womb. Church. In fact, I've seen pastors say, my own, I'm a specialist in making women pregnant. You know, I don't know how it does it. By the power of God or by our powers. Amen, amen. Praise God. So that summary that's, somebody is coming. He's coming to save. They never knew until they were quiet, until they were calm. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I challenge you, give yourself to the world. Let me tell you one small thing about me. I remember, of course, before I met Brother Raphael, who was here then? Who was there? Oh, nobody. Okay. Before, that was 2000. I got so serious, fervent with Christianity from 2006, and I was doing very well. And of course, I was in RCG, and of course, I attend several ministries, Deeper Life, MFM. I mix everything together. I'm just
Just on fire. We just talk about it. I'm there. Fire, fire, fire. Look for sacrifice on every corner. Scatter it. Just do it. Let us do it. Vijay is seeming small. Go and do it in the bush. Just, I was so on fire, in quotes. Elijah's fire, anyway. I even have some testimony that I never wanted to share. I won't share with you. Others. Bookie almost made me say it one day, but I trick her off the point. Anyway, I'm saying it was awesome. I'll be enjoying God. Silently in those years, I've understood forgiveness of sin. That is not what you ask for, like talikum, like vain repetition, all those type of stuff. But 2010, I remember that year, last day of the year. So everybody was praying for, okay, what is it for the next year? And everybody was saying, God, this is a year for my Jeep. This is a year. And me, of course, what is Jeep? More power. God power. So that, you know, of course, everybody has the Happy New Year. I've gone home. I'm a church director. I'm everything. I'm church keyboard, janitor, every drum, just prayer warrior, evangelism, ushering, just everything. So everybody has gone. I was in church. I was still praying. So as I remember that day, as I just locked the church, I was about to go. I just saw that vision. It was so clear. And God came to me. He gave me a Bible. He said, take it. Say power. It's Bible. Okay. 2 months after, that was February, so around the end of February, the same vision repeated itself. I think I was doing it like 7 days there or something. Come again. Give me a Bible. At that second time, I can be very, I can surrender. Now surrender, okay. I step back. What is it? That now supports me to more prayer. Now start praying. And I saw a longer vision. Now, that is, let us maybe see or deal. All God wants to tell me is to focus on the word. But he's giving me a Bible. Can you see the communication? Can you see? That is spirit want to tell me that. But you know, you have no understanding. Just give me Bible. So, but I now focus. I now start praying, man. And I now say, okay, enough of going out to minister. Just focus on the word. Okay. After then, I now went for NYSC. It was now in NYSC. I was getting to service here. Just, 2 months before then, in the same time when I was seeing all this vision, I now met Watchman. His audio messages. I never knew it existed. I downloaded 7 of his audio messages. I listened to that thing like hundreds of times over and over again. Spiritual man. And the man really majored on the book of Romans. So I was now getting more grounded in what I have received before experientially. Until I now finally got to San Francisco State. No, it now took under prayers and fasting. I just knew that there's something in this place, in this house I need to get. Everybody was doing was doing their peppermint up and down, and now fasted 7 days. Nothing at all. After the 7th day. You know how God just answered your prayer? I can't forget. The 7th day, as I break the fast, GMD just came. Just gave me one message. It was Major Moyo. That was the end. Major Moyo, Akin Ojo. It was YWAP Boot Camp 2011 message. Yeah! What is this? And luckily for me, Pastor Jeremy was in the house. That was what turned the tide. Hallelujah. Focus on the word. The miracles will come. Edify Assembly, give yourself to the word. I have to skip some details. Not too fluent today. Some people come to me, say, Pastor, I think I've shared it with some of you before. He said, come and teach. He said, come and teach me. Come and teach me how to do it. How to do what? Come and teach me miracles.
The last guy that came to this church, he said, "Say, come and teach me that thing about the things of the spirit. Come and teach me. See that thing that you put on the website. Remember when we did things of the spirit about 5 minutes? That every Sunday we are just laughing and everything was hyper here. Come and teach me." Say no. Say, can you just stay and learn everything? The guy left. Say no. He came here saying God says you should come. I didn't think that's the only thing that God is saying you should come. Say, why don't you come and learn everything? The next thing I now saw, he was now sending a message that that he wants to go to one school of something to learn to have masters in divinity. Is that you come and recommend him? I said, I cannot recommend it for this. Masters in divinity. Beware of anywhere they are saying, come and learn power. You not learn God. Have you looked at the epistles? See how the epistles describe the power of God. He describes in what?
In salvation.
These prayers may look slow. Come on, let's go to the school of healing. Don't go for the school of healing. Go to the school of salvation. Go and learn salvation. Hallelujah. If in learning who we are in Christ, if we will be unable to do the deeds of Christ, then who we are in Christ is a lie. Hallelujah. See, I'm rather full of the word and full of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, I'm done. Receive everything. There is something that is called the full counsel of God. Don't receive the knowledge that will make you water down the emphasis of the scripture. Now you have seen that it was not power that made Jesus come. It was not because power was happening everywhere. It was what? Knowledge. As much as we act the Pharisees today that they are zero, but they tried. They tried. That is why it was not even every Pharisee that Jesus acted. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Right? Are you with me? Lots of them later believe in the book of Acts. But these are the guys that are now sat down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Start praying in tongues gradually. These are the guys that are now sat down to say, let us understand what all this prophet has been saying. See, without that focus, nothing, no show. That is the best way God could help them. He withdrew that gift. Of Malachi, focus on the word. So it looks like it's 400 years of silence, but no, it was 400 years of discovery. They were discovering God. They were discovering God. They were discovering God. You know, for them to even come to Jesus, that Moses in the law said we should do this, but what's yes down? It means something is already done on their mind. For them to come in Matthew 19 to say, although Moses said we can divorce their wife for every reason, but what's here that? No, for them to ask such question, that means they have been doing some inquiry in the scripture. What is happening? Well, everybody came to a conclusion that, Hosanna, somebody is coming to save. Hallelujah, save us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They couldn't shout Hosanna in the day of Elijah, in the day of Isaiah. But when everybody came together, calmed down their mind, let's see this utterance of God. Let's see what he has been saying all this while. Then they realized the truth that was hidden for the ages. Let's sing to that. Savior, he has moved the mountain. My God, my God is mighty to save. Yeah, he is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, heroes and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior,
sin
Savior, he has moved the mountain.
My God,
my God is mighty to save.
Sin
he is mighty to save.
Yeah,
forever, altar of salvation.
He rose
and conquered the grave.
Yeah.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Just pray for somebody beside you. Hold on to somebody beside you. Just pray for somebody beside you. Thank you. You grow in the knowledge of God's word in the name of Jesus. You grow in the knowledge of God's word. You grow in the knowledge of God's word, of God's word, of the word of God. Come on, just pray for that person. Pray for that person. Thank you. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Pray. Kela maste gevida rose volatete. My God is mighty to save. He's mighty to save. Yes, sing.
Forever, altar of salvation.
Sing.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior, sing,
Savior. He has moved the mountains.
Yeah.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Heroes
and conquer the grave. Jesus conquer the grave.
Thank you, Lord. Just pray for that person. Just pray. Please be a bit fervent. We are done. Be a bit fervent. You grow in the knowledge of God's word. You grow in the knowledge of God's word. In the knowledge of God's word, in the knowledge of God's word, you grow in the knowledge of God's word, of God's word, of God's word. My God, your eyes is open to see the truth of God's word. You remain fervent in the name of Jesus. You are focused on the word of God's grace. You are not tossed to and fro in the name of Jesus. You remain fervent. Kelebos take a palama, take a raneman, and so give the lama, that it, and risk take a vintage. The word produces results. The word has been proven, tested, and true. The word of God has been proven, tested, and true. Proven, tested, and true. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word has been proven, tested, and true. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen, Now, I'll come to this later. You know, the same way the first coming of Christ was dependent on knowledge and understanding. If it's about the miraculous, I think Jesus should have come. Hallelujah. But there's a knowledge that must go around. Now, you don't have a powerless ministry. You yet have a powerful ministry. Hallelujah. But you have a priority of the word. Priority. Priority. You don't have it because you cannot. The word came and he did the miracles, right? Hallelujah. But much more, they said, thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles. But they didn't say thou art a miracle worker come from above. Say you are a teacher come from above. Say because no one can do this miracle except God will be with him. So we don't have a powerless ministry. We yet have a ministry of power. But we don't joke with our priority. And don't pursue shadows. Don't pursue things. In focus on that same word. You will have signs, miracles that will not counterfeit the character of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Elijah did things, but he ended up making Israel worse off. Some of the prophets, they made them worse. When you could gather 400 prophets and you kill them physically before them. You kill people before people. You killed. How would they not kill themselves later? Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, thank you. Can I have your seat, everybody? Thank you. We have the miracle. We have the ministry of the word. Please try and be here tomorrow. I'll be better than this. Don't worry. Try and be here tomorrow. Let's continue. I have to. Part 12 is ready already. And this is part 8. And you have to swallow it up. Amen? So tomorrow, there's really something I need to get in about the prophets. Look at the promises of God and much more of what we have said today. How are you doing, everybody? So, pass the basket around. If you have something, you have, you leave it.